As police arrested alleged corporate wrongdoers today, congressional negotiators struck a deal on details of a corporate reform bill, sending a signal to investors and prompting both parties to declare victory. In recent weeks, lawmakers of all stripes have been blaming wayward corporations for the bear market and promising retribution. But NPR's Peter Overby reports that over time, most expect the normal, cozy relationship between Congress and corporate America will prevail.
President Calvin Coolidge once said, "The chief business of the American people is business." This year, voters may have serious doubts about that proposition, but it's still gospel on Capitol Hill, where even liberal Democrats routinely break bread with the representatives of Capitol.
Thank you very much, John. Please keep eating. I don't want to disrupt your lunch, and I'm not going to.
This is Democratic Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut back in March, warming up to offer some friendly advice to high-tech executives. It was the Washington meeting of TechNet, the political arm of Silicon Valley industry. The congressional Enron hearings were in high gear at the time, and calls for corporate accountability laws were already circulating on Capitol Hill. Dodd warned the executives that election year politics could drown out their arguments.
Someone offers an outrageous idea and it flies through 80 to 20 or worse, and you wonder why it happens. That's why it happens in part. So you got to stay engaged.
Business did stay engaged, aggressively so. But even Dodd had not foreseen how strong the tide of anti-business sentiment would be this summer. Although business lobbies worked hard against the Senate corporate accountability bill, what once seemed like outrageous reforms did fly through by lopsided votes of 80 to 20 or worse. After WorldCom collapsed, the Senate approved corporate reform 97-0. Lobbyists say some lawmakers never even knew the details of the bill. Bruce Johnston, head of government affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says it's been a political tsunami.
Running up to the elections, it certainly has given some members of Congress a jolt of energy to demonize business generally, which is the unfortunate part of this.
Unfortunate, but surprisingly, with no hard feelings. Even after this wide-ranging bill that so many corporations resisted so strenuously, nobody's predicting retaliation. Business simply has too many other issues, too many lobbyists. And behind that, too much campaign money. So far this cycle, according to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, business has put in just over $500 million. That's more than triple the amount from all other sources, including unions. It's split 57% Republican, 42% Democratic. Virginia Congressman Tom Davis is chairman of the Campaign Committee for House Republicans. He says corporate America is pragmatic, and besides, most big companies have already kicked in. For Democrats, New York Congressman Charles Rangel has spearheaded efforts to work with corporations and raise money from them. He says business people won't punish Democrats for what turned into a bipartisan assault.
Someone may be crooked, but they're not stupid. And to think that they got to retaliate merely because we're following a national trend and fulfilling the direction given us to by the President of the United States and the leader of the free world, that now they're going to select certain Democrats in order to retaliate against. I don't think so.
Back at TechNet, its president, former Congressman Rick White, says his members don't like to reward or punish members for specific votes.
I think campaign fundraising basically has a life of its own.
And with just two big political parties to choose from, each with ears open and a hand outstretched, business interests have good reason to keep on choosing both. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.